Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I'm the host of the show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So today's episode is airing just about a day or two after New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and the whole shebang. So I just want to speak into the energy of affirmations, intentions, and the way that I kind of go about doing this, because I think it's very helpful to hear many different ways in which people manifest. Because I think in that way, we're able to come through on our own with our own sort of strategy to manifesting the life that we desire and all that we are hoping to see in 2025. So yeah, welcome to 2025, right? Crazy. We're here, it's happening, and it's awesome. Like, I feel so clear heading into this year, which I can't say for previous years. I'm probably, maybe you feel this too, I don't know, but I feel very grounded and very clear, more than I ever have on my spiritual path, period. The end. Like, this is the clearest I've ever felt going into a year. So I feel super grounded, super in the energy of manifestation and wanting to create all of the things in 2025. So heads up to everybody who is interested in my events taking place in person or online for human design. I actually have mainly in-person events for January and then shifting back into more online events for February. So take a peek at that. If you haven't received an email, jump on my website, shesagod.com, for the latest on my schedule, in-person events and online events. So let's jump into this episode. So I recently was listening to, I'm not sure if it was YouTube or what, I don't remember, but I was just listening to an interview with Danica Patrick, who is, I believe, like one of the most famous NASCAR racers ever. She's a woman. And so I really just was listening to a lot of what she was talking about and feeling really inspired by a lot of what she was saying. So it got me started to think about the way I want to navigate this year and the way I want to shift into 2025. And there are so many things that I realized that sort of keep me stuck. Okay. And the reason why I want to bring this on the show is because this could be you. And I feel like many of what the things I'm about to say are across the board, where I feel like so many people hear them and they're just like, yeah, like that's freaking me. And I relate to that. So I feel like a lot of what I'm about to talk about is pretty generalized in the way many people feel can come up against these battles or these blocks in their life. So the first thing I want to say is that when you are trying to create a life that you are, you know, manifesting and you're setting intentions, one of the kind of way to like go into this with like hacking the situation is to go to the My Human Design app and understand the way in which you manifest. So you can also do this just by looking at your body graph. Okay. So if you've been in class with me before, whether in person or online, you know, I'm all about the shortcuts basically in every aspect of life. I want people winning. Like that's my goal. I'm like, no, like everybody needs to be living the life they want to have. And so I find quick ways to do this. And that's the way in which I teach human design too. I teach you to become your own reader. So when I'm looking at the human design chart. If you have your human design chart in front of you right now, I recommend JovianArchive.com for your free human design chart. I think it's the most simple to look at, especially for people who are newer to human design. So like I mentioned, if you're going into this energy of manifestation and intentions, and you could have already set your intentions, you could have already set your manifestations, which I'm assuming you have, as this should be coming out the day after New Year's, but it's still important to know these things. So I kind of just want to talk about it because this is the way in which I do it. So I want to give this to you, and maybe it works for you, maybe it doesn't. As I always say, take what feels good to you and leave the rest on the show. So the first thing I want to say is when you're looking at your human design chart, you're going to see the arrows on the side of the head in human design on the chart and the body graph, right? So when you're looking at your chart and you're looking at the chakras, so the image of like the body, right? It's like the head, the shoulders, and the rest of the body. You're looking at the head. And the first thing you're going to notice is that there are arrows on the side of each head. Now, the way that you can know your manifestation style is simply by looking on the right side of the head. You're going to see an arrow at the top and an arrow at the bottom, right? So you're looking at the right side of the head. You're noticing not the top arrow, but the arrow underneath that is the arrow of manifestation in human design and your perception and the way that you bring things into fruition. So if it is left facing, okay, if that arrow on the right hand side of your head on human design chart is, and this is the second arrow down, if it is left facing, that means you are a specific manifester. If it is right facing, that means you are a non-specific manifester. Another way, and we'll get into what that means in just a moment, but another way that you can understand your manifestation style is simply by looking at the My Human Design app by Jen and Zoe. I recommend this to everybody because I just think it's a nice resource. But you could just scroll down on the My Human Design app and you can see your manifestation style pretty easily just by looking at that app and entering your information. And the app was recently upgraded where before you can add up to 4 people and now you can add, I don't even know, it's infinite. I think I've added over 20 people, but you can keep adding people. And so for only like $5 a month, I think it's, you know, this is the way in which I teach people how to shortcut human design and how to look at their chart like a reader would, just so you can fully embody the highest expression of your design in the quickest way. Okay. So this is literally how I teach. So if you're looking at the My Human Design app by Jen and Zoe, in my opinion, it's the best one out there. Obviously, I haven't looked at all the apps, but I think this one works the best and it gives you the best amount of information. But when you're looking at it, another way, I'm giving you 2 ways right now, okay, to look at your manifestation style that could help you manifest, you know, your future and everything you're trying to manifest in your life. And one way is to, one, look at Jovian Archive, print that free body graph and look at that arrow, like I mentioned. And this is the second way. The second way is to go into your My Human Design app, and it's the My Human Design app by Jenna Zoe. And once you're in your design, right, there's 2 options. You could be a description or chart, and you're just looking at description. So once you're in there, it's going to, if you scroll down, you're going to see your manifestation process. So mine is non-specific, okay? Meaning that for me, it's more so about like how I want to feel in 2025. So I really focus on that when I'm manifesting in 2025. I'm like, how do I want to feel in this situation? Now, if you were a specific manifester in human design, you're focused on the details of what you want to manifest, right? So for example, if you were, you know, in wanting to manifest a new position, you're going to be really specific about the company you want to work for, the amount of money you want to make. Whereas if I was interested in manifesting a new position, I would be more in the thought process of like, how do I want to feel? Well, financially, I want to feel wildly financially abundant doing what I love in the world, right? Like that's just an affirmation that I say to myself all of the time because it's just what I want to feel. And I'm a non-specific manifester. So I'm not just throwing it out to the universe like, I want to make $200,000 this year. Instead, I'm like, hey, I want to feel wildly financially abundant, doing what I love in the world, period. So that's the way that I'm manifesting. And that's my manifestation style in the way that I do it. So that's just an example. Okay. So I'm just wanted to give you guys that. Like, if you are interested in honing in on your manifestation style, really getting like into the way that you can manifest the best, start with looking at either your arrow on your human design chart to see if you are a specific or non-specific manifester. And again, you're looking on the right-hand side of head of the chart, and you're looking at that second arrow down. And then if you're left, you know it's specific. If it's right, you know it's non-specific. And I already gave examples about like the way in which that would play out. The second way that you can do it is just by having the My Human Design app, and you can look at your manifestation style right toward the bottom of it. I believe it's right underneath your energy gifts. So it's underneath your gates, and you can see if you're specific or non-specific, and use that vibe. I feel like it's just a vibe, right? Use that vibe to manifest in 2025 what it is that you're trying to create. Like, use it as a vibe. Like, okay, like, because I'm a non-specific, for example, my vibe is very much so how I want to feel in 2025, like I mentioned, where a friend of mine is specific. So for her, it's more so going to be like, what exactly do I want? And because she's specific, she knows exactly what she wants. She just can see it. She can taste it. Even if you want to go in a little bit deeper, let's say you want to go a little step deeper into your manifestation style, you know, when you're manifesting 2025, the second thing I can recommend for you, besides looking at that, am I a specific or non-specific manifester in human design? The second part that you can look at is if you have the app, just keep scrolling down. And the next thing you're going to see a couple of things down is you're going to see your strongest sense. So I like people looking at this because if you can see your strongest sense in human design right there on the app, you will know. And there's other ways to look it up too. I mean, you can just Google like, how do I find my strongest sense in human design? And there's lots of different ways to look at it, but I recommend the app because to me it's right there. So for your strongest sense in human design, inner vision, okay, is mine, for example. So for me, I need wide open space to be able to be able to pull through an inner vision, like in my mind's eye of what I want to see. So I have to see myself, you know, like I know what I want in 2025, but I have to be able to see it. Like I have to be able to pull it down and really use my inner vision to manifest it. I have very strong inner vision, and I've always known that about myself. So it's just about checking in on your sense, using that to guide your manifestation process as well. Those are the two tips I have for you if you are looking to manifest in 2025 and you're needing a little bit of help with how to do it. Just look to see if you are a specific or non-specific manifester. And then secondly, check out your sense in human design and use that as kind of like the vibe or the guiding light to your manifestation style as well. That's the way I do it. I'm not saying that that's the way you need to do it, but I'm just saying that's the way I do it. And it really helps me to do it this way and understand that these are the things that I'm naturally by design good at manifesting in this way. And so it helps me. So the other thing I want to bring through into the podcast is a couple of tips when creating goals. Okay. So one thing I heard recently was creating goals lofty enough so that you, even if you do fall short, you still hit the mark. I really like that a lot. I was like, whoa, when I heard that, I was like, all right, like, yes, that's smart. You know, like hitting, like really creating, like, so whatever your goal is for 2025, like your big goals, you know, that might be, you might have two or three big goals for 2025. And it's just like, whatever those are for you, it's just about taking a step back and being like, okay, let me really put this shit on steroids, right? Like, let me put it on steroids. And that way I know when I come to the end of this year, to the winter solstice in 2025, I'm going to be like, got it. Like, even if I fell short of where I wanted to be, I still made change in some way. And I hit some kind of mark along the way to hitting that goal. And another thing that I really like is this idea of small incremental goals along the way to reaching your primary goal. Okay, so I really like that too. And that's really just the idea of creating a lofty goal. And then on the way, you're creating these, you're deciding that you're going to do these little mini creations, right? These mini goals along the way that are going to help you get there along the way. So it's another thing I recommend is just to do that. Like if you might have like one big goal, amp it up, give that some steroids, and then create some smaller goals along the way. That way you can keep yourself motivated. So when you're hitting them, you could be like, yes, like I fucking did it. You know, like I feel so good right now. And it's like you're giving yourself that little like serotonin hit or whatever it is. And that way you're kind of mini rewarding yourself along the way. That way you don't give up. I think that's really important is doing that so that you don't give up along the way and you keep yourself going in some way, shape, or form. So it really helps with just keeping you focused, motivated along the way. That way you are not feeling like you're always losing. Because the thing is like sometimes it can feel like you're always losing, right? It can feel like, gosh, like when do I win, right? And I think about this a lot too. Like I mentioned, I was listening to Danica Patrick and she was talking about athletes, how it's like a zero-sum game where they very rarely win, right? And I'm thinking like, I never really thought about that before with athletes. Like they very rarely win. She was saying something like, I don't remember, 50, 60 races a year, maybe more. And you might win five. And I'm just like, holy shit. Like winning like five or six, she said, is like a good year. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, are you serious? Like, could you imagine just that's your career. And the majority of the time you're fucking losing and you still have to keep your mental game straight. So that got me thinking about ways in which we need to keep our mental mind straight because it's like 80% of it is a mind game, right? It's like you have to keep your mindset right in order to keep winning. Like there's no, in order to keep going, I should say, because sometimes it does feel like you're always losing. So it's like, how do you keep going even in the midst of feeling like you're never getting a win? So that got me thinking a lot about mindset and how, you know, skill isn't just enough. It is more of that mental game, being super, super strong when it comes to your goals and really accomplishing your goals. So the next thing I want to hit on here is a couple of things that I notice for myself that I come up against, and I feel like it could be things that happen for lots of people. So I feel like let me hit on these four things I come up against myself with, and maybe just by speaking it out loud and also putting a spotlight on it, it really puts light on that shadow. And if it's something that you feel is true for you too, it can help you sort of alchemize that energy in your life as well. So the first one I want to bring up is holding on to things. Okay. Now I primarily see this in females. And I don't see this a lot in males. Males tend to seem to move on with things a lot quicker. Okay. At least the males that I have in my life that I'm surrounded with mostly, they tend to push through things pretty quickly and not hold on to things. And it's not about not processing it. Okay. So it's not about not processing it. It's about processing it, the emotion, and feeling it, and then moving the fuck on. Like women are really good with processing and feeling, but we're not very good always with moving on part. You know, and maybe sometimes men need to do more of the processing part and feeling it part and then jump into the moving on part. So I feel like there's these two things that happen, and where do we find our happy balance? Okay. So when it comes to, and this is speaking to the mindset game. So if you're kind of like, I'm bringing it full circle now with the mindset, because like I mentioned, you can create all of these different goals in your life. But if your mindset is not right, it doesn't really matter, right? Because we talked about how skill isn't enough, because sometimes it does feel like you're always kind of losing. And it's like, how do you keep going? Mindset. So this is why we're talking about mindset. And the first one that I want to talk about is holding on. So really trying not to hold on is a big part of all of this. And so I want to talk about letting go and getting over things fast. It's important to do that. Okay. I don't know how like you do it, but I can tell you the way that I do it is I journal it out. So if I realize I've been holding on to an emotion, an experience, something like that, first and foremost, I journal it out. If it still doesn't work, I dial up my good friend, Lori Kinsey, who is a advanced spiral practitioner. I've talked to her about her 1,000 times on this show, but she's fantastic and she will clear any emotional pathology that keeps you stuck. And so you go through a process of really purging that out. out. And then you're kind of feel like, even when you think about it, it's like, it doesn't bother you, you know? And that's how you realize you've cleared it. It's like somebody could bring it up to you and talk to you directly about it. You could see the person, whatever, and it doesn't bother you at all. It's like, you're in a state of emotional neutrality and you've already processed it and you've let it go. So it's a fantastic way to move through things, but that's going to be a huge part, I think, for anybody like trying to accomplish any goal for themselves, is this energy of holding on to things cannot be present, because the thing is like, it totally will trip up. And so letting go is a big part of, and getting over things fast, because it's like, if you want to just like be in the shadow forever about something, and it's like, I get it, but it's like, we're only here for a certain amount of time. And like, how much time do you want to fucking crying about this? You know what I mean? So it's like doing the work necessary, crying it out, you know, doing like the flow session, doing whatever you need to do to process that, journal it out, and then moving on. Because like I said, I feel like a lot of women do not move on. They kind of hold on to it and they create a grudge around things, which I'm telling you all this from my experience because I've done it. So moving past something, not holding on to something, that way you can keep creating and manifesting and not holding on to anything that is not helping you anyway. The second one I want to talk about here, I said I want to talk about four different things. The first one's holding on to emotions way too long. The second one is all about doubting yourself. So this is huge, right? It can be imposter syndrome. It could be like just having just overall worry that like veers off into anxiety, but doubting yourself. So when in doubt, I like this part too. Danica was talking about this, which was when she's in doubt about something, she was talking about how she falls on her body of work, and also how, you know, just look at like things like repeat clients, life battles won, struggles overcome. I love that. It's like also what David Goggins refers to as your cookie jar, right? It's like when you're in doubt of yourself and you're feeling like, who the fuck am I to like get up and do this speech on like whatever, or who am I to, you know, teach human design, or like, who am I to hold sister circle and be the leader of creating that circle? When you start to doubt yourself, it's really about falling on the battles that you have won in life, falling on the struggles that you've overcome, right? So like looking back on like some of the craziest shit that's ever gone down in your life and being like, holy F, like, how did I get through that? Or I can't believe I got through that. Also, if you've been in business for a while or you have had repeat clients, those are great ways. I get beautiful emails all the time from my clients. Just like, they're just, thank you so much, you know, for that class. It really opened up so much for me. And I'm like, whoa, like I keep that, you know, I literally have a folder of testimonials. And the thing is, I always say I'm going to put them on my website, or I'm going to like put them like on my IG or Facebook. And I have been able to put some of them on my website, but I haven't even used them in promotion that much, but I have them because when I have these moments of I'm doubting myself, I open up my testimonials folder. And I'm like, oh my God, like I remember when that lady wrote me that amazing long email about how my human design class changed her life. And like, she just can't even believe that like she has the ability to look at this information now and like all this stuff. And I'm like, whoa, like that's the kind of stuff that helps me shift and move past any sort of way of doubting myself, and to also look at my body of work and be like, whoa, like I've created now over 8 classes on how to become your own human design reader. And that's going to eventually become a course in 2025. So it's like, wow, like I'm doing it. Like I created my own niche in this world of human design, and that's awesome. And look at me go. And like, so it's just, you have to pull on things that you wouldn't otherwise pull on for yourself. So what are those things for you? What are those, you know, things in your cookie jar, as David Goggins would say, that you can look at to realize like, okay, like I'm just in my head right now and I'm doubting this, but I need to get over this shit. Like, you know, this is going to help me get over it. The third thing I want to talk about is losing. Okay. We all have losing situations. Okay. We all have, you know, the situation in which you thought something was going to work out in a collaboration and it didn't. You thought that that class would sell out, but it didn't. You thought that your business partner relationship would, you know, go on forever, and it's not. You thought that that person would be your friend forever, and now now they're talking shit. Like, it's like there's always something in life that's going to happen to you where you can feel like this is some bullshit. Like, I feel like I'm losing right now. And what the F? Like, I've worked so hard. And like, how can this be my life, right? It can feel very victim-y and you can get really into it. But here's the thing. It's okay. Like, when I was listening to that interview, I keep bringing it up with Danica Patrick. I wish I can remember where I was when I was listening to it. I want to say it must have been YouTube. But when I was listening to it and I realized that she was mostly in an industry where she loses, I was like, this is fucking wild. You know what I mean? But like, look at how successful she is. And so it's about being okay with mostly losing and being okay with that, right? And also knowing that, like, it's about relying on your mind and relying on the cookie jar that we just talked about when it comes to doubting yourself. So we all are going to lose sometimes. Is, you know, a lot of times, some of them, it's funny, some of the more excited adventures and, like, I should just say ventures that I've ever had in my life, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is fucking happening for me, have been the biggest upsets. You know what I mean? Have been the biggest, like, ew, like, I don't want anything to do with that person, actually. Or just no, like, this is not my vibe. I'm definitely not into this. So what is that for you? Like, and we've all experienced it. And so it's about not attaching yourself to these outcomes on ways in which they can be. If there's anything I've learned on my spiritual journey, which I've been on since 2018, it is literally to just vibe with the universe. Like, vibe with the universe. If you're not vibing with the universe, you are dancing out of, like, well, I want to say dancing out of order or something like that. Not order, but I'm not, the right words are not coming to me right now. You're not on beat. That's what I want to say. Like, you're not on beat with your dance with the universe. And it's like, with the universe, you just want to vibe with it. You want to vibe with the opportunities, with the things that it's bringing you. Learning not to stay attached to things, but also looking at everything like a possibility or like something that would be amazing, but also not staying attached to any expectations or outcomes for that thing that's present to you or coming into your life. So the last thing, that fourth thing that I want to talk about is basically inertia, which I see a lot of people battling and not really like looking at. And that's just they don't want to look at the fact that they're not moving forward in life in some way. And they're just kind of staying stuck. So this is very powerful and also can be very painful to stay the same. It's more painful than, there's this something that I heard recently too, is this idea around not wanting to change. Okay. And what this guy was talking about, I actually think I read this in a book now that I'm thinking about it. I consume so much information that, like, I don't know where I got this from, but he was talking about when people don't want to change, that he said the question becomes, is the pain of staying the same more painful than the pain of changing yet? Okay. That's the question people eventually will ask themselves, is the pain of staying the same more painful than the pain of change yet? Like, because it's like, it's painful to change, right? Like, there's a growth process. There's these growth edges that you come upon when you are changing and when you're growing into the manifestation, into the thing that you're trying to create. But sometimes for some people, they have to get to the point where them staying the same is more painful than the pain of that growth edge, you know, than the pain of that change in and of itself in order for them to get there. So I invite you, you know, as I wrap this episode, now that we're in 2025, I invite you to look at your life, okay? And fast forward 5 years, fast forward 10 years, okay? In 5 years, I'll be 45. In 10 years, I'll be fucking 50, okay? And so it's like, fast forward 10 years from now, are you happy with yourself? If you don't do anything different right now in your life, going into this year, if you do nothing different, if you don't change any of your habits, if you don't do anything different in your life, are you going to be happy with yourself? That's really the question I want to ask is, and if not, is the pain of staying the same more painful yet? Is it more painful than the pain of change yet? And that's the question that I love from this book that I think reading. I think it came from a book, but it basically was talking about that for a lot of people, they will not fucking change until the pain of them not changing becomes painful enough, more painful than change. And I'm like, holy shit, that's true. Like, that's so true. So many people won't change, you know, won't lose the weight until they can't, you know, like really are like have a heart attack or something, or won't stop smoking until, you know, they have a freaking heart attack or some shit. Like I think I used that example twice, but you get what I'm saying. Like it's about realizing that, like, for some people, and this might be you, I know it's been me before, is that sometimes the pain of staying the same is just too great. And it's like, no, fuck that. Like I can't be this in 10 years. Like in 10 years, I need to be over there doing that. And if I'm not, I'm going to be fucking pissed. You know what I mean? It's like, you almost have to get like that. Like, what are you not available to not have happen in 2025? And that goes back to, you know, I always say this, but, and some people get it and do it or not, but creating anti-vision board, okay? You don't even need to do a board, because I don't put my anti-vision on my board. It just helps me get clear on what I actually want to put in my board. So it's like I start out with an anti-vision always. And I'm like, okay, I ask myself, what am I available to not have happen? What am I not available to not have happen in 2025? You know, and I'll write down, okay, fuck that. Like I'm not available to not be here yet with this. I'm not available to not have had done this thing. And it's just like, I put on all these things where it's like, dude, if I get to the end of this year and I don't have this, I'm going to be fucking pissed at myself, you know, not at the world, at myself. And it's just like, in that pain of not changing whatever I need to change and evolve out of, whether it be daily habits, whether it be not reaching out, whether it be not involving myself in the places I need to be involved in, whatever that is, I need to overcome it with myself, right? I need to be better in this situation. And the only thing that's stopping me, and this is the way I fucking talk to myself, is I'm like, the only thing that's stopping me is that other version of myself. And it's out there somewhere. It's in the quantum, right? That version of myself that knows how to do this, that understands strategy, that knows how to run their online business like a well-oiled machine. There's a version of myself that already fucking knows all of this. And so how do I embody that? How can I be better? Who are the people that I need in my life? Who do I need to be attract into my life? What are the systems? What is the knowledge? Typically, it's just knowledge that you need to learn. And then you're like, oh, okay, got it. Like, this is what I need to be doing. So what are those things for you? And how can you embody them? How could you, you know, do the legwork and really strengthen that spiritual muscle, that entrepreneurship muscle to get where you need to go in life? Because I don't want to see me in 5 years and be still, you know, trying to figure this shit out. I don't want to see me in 10 years, you know, even still living where I live, actually. Like, I want to have moved by then. And so it's just like, there's many things that I think about and I want. And it's just like, and that I'm not available to not have happen for me. And so I have to get my energy behind that. Like that guy said, you know, is the pain great enough yet? You know, and I loved it because he was talking to someone else in this book. And he was like, is the pain of not changing great enough yet? Where you're ready to fucking take on the pain of change. And I was like, oof, like it just like got me right in the chest. I was like, yes. I'm like, cause that's so true. It's like, it's almost like the pain of not changing has to get really effing real for you to where you're like, oh my God, like if I don't change, like if I don't gain the skill set or if I don't figure this shit out, I'm going to be the same person in like 2 years and 5 years. And I'm like, no, like I'm not available for that. So yeah, so this is what I do. Okay. So this is like what I pick up too from other people who are teaching a lot of this stuff. And so with any of it, you know, when it comes to these end of year questions, it's really about asking yourself all of what I was just talking about, the pain of changing, you know, is it the pain of staying the same? Is it more painful than the pain of change yet? That's the first question. And then the second question is, or thought process too, is to look at your life, fast forward 5 or 10 years. Are you going to be happy with yourself? Okay. And if the answer is no, then you know there's change you need to make. You know there's something you need to be doing differently. And that's really just it. And so I invite you to embody some of this stuff. In the very beginning, like I mentioned, I was talking a lot about manifestation style and ways in which you all can check to see if you're a specific or non-specific manifester, and then also to check your strongest sense in human design. I would start there. And then after that, it really just becomes about tackling those things that tend to come up in our lives as, you know, moms, as daughters, as entrepreneurs, you know, whatever. And for the four main ones that I see within myself and within the people that I work with are, one, like I mentioned, holding on to shit, two, doubting yourself, and three, losing, not being able to lose, feeling like you lose one time and you don't want to try again. And then also inertia, just not wanting to move forward with anything because you just don't know how. So really just knowing that the mindset is where it's at. Winning is not enough. It's not enough. You have to have the mindset fixed in place, you know, so that if you do, if there does come a time where you are losing, that it happens in a way where you can still pull yourself together and shift out of it quickly enough that you can continue manifesting all that you're trying to create in your life. So I hope that this episode has given you something as to start your year off on a really amazing path. And honestly, I'm excited for us. I'm excited for all that we're going to create. I'm excited for what 2025 is here to bring. So just sending you all so much love, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.